So guys, so live here on the Rob Blaze Show on Streaming Hub Radio, we have the one and only Dovi Magnum. The one.
What a deal. It's so crazy, right? After our last interview, my page got taken. You know how it is.
Oh, for real?
That's why you haven't seen me, because right, it was like a couple days after, like literally like about 3 days or 4 days after my page was disabled. But I'm still here doing the duo, releasing the songs. I'm over TikTok, and I also have another page that I'm using. It's called Sweet Horny Voice. You guys could get updates and stuff like that from it. But I'm still there putting the work.
So I have them at your IG page?
Actually, my page was disabled because I don't know, you know, when people continue reporting. Yes. So I guess everything just adds up to the point where, you know what I mean? So it's been about 5 months now since October the first week.
Oh, wow. So what is your new IG handle?
It's Sweet Horny Voice.
Okay. Okay. Listen, guys, I'm going to add that in my recap, but tell us about Sweet Horny Voice. Where did that come from, and what's the inspiration behind that name?
You know, it's crazy because, like, every time I meet up on the phone, like, even with my friend, I'm in the phone, why you talk to me so, like, your auntie, like, you talk to mom? So I say, for real? So I say, yeah, that little voice, they have, you know, I have the voice, so I get rowdy, but, you know, that little something there. And then when I sing, it just have that little, you know, you have that feeling there where it's just sweet and have that horniness, the inner the voice itself, even when I don't want to be horny, you know, so that's how that come about.
So you're so naturally horny even when you're not trying to be horny, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Right now, Duffy, I'm looking behind now and I'm seeing a billboard. What's up behind you?
Actually, I received this billboard 2019, but just never pulled it out of the park. Okay. Number one, right? From Reggae Gold, the single Juju.
Yes.
Hold on, baby. Right.
Yes.
But we just never really pull it out and post it up still, but me soon do it.
Okay. And tell me something, because you've been gone for a while, and what developments have there been? What have people been missing from Dovi Magnum since you're not been on social media that much anymore?
Well, a lot of people been DMing me, say I make them DM while for my life.
Yes.
You know, just my whole behavior, all my act, whatever, because at the end of the day, like, you know, like the mother said, some people would bash you, whatever, Dovi, but me not lie, you make me dear. You give me fun, really, because everything we do is just, you know, joy, jovial, whatever, just being feminist to myself and, you know, just make the woman them know, say, yeah, I yes, and I this, and I just an everyday vibe. So, of course, them are going to miss that. And also, I know say, enough people miss the fact that I'm releasing my songs and like putting stuff out there, showing them what's going on here and there. So they miss a lot of stuff because a lot of people, they don't know that my page actually is disabled. Them think said, Dovi just stops or just, you know, disappear or just gone. So maybe, you know, with all of what I've been going through, what they see on the media, maybe that's why them not see me no more. But no, I like that is because my page has been disabled, but I'm still on TikTok doing posting the song. I'm on Twitter. And like I said, I just started back out with this page. So you know, more everybody go follow it and you know, make it do the do.
Sweet horny voice, is that right?
Sweet horny voice.
Okay. What are some new single right now that you don't want to tell us about, or are you want to keep it hush?
I have a song that just dropped about 4 days now in the metaverse.
Okay.
Rhythm is called Polygamy.
Okay.
That song there, it's a go on a bag of things. The UK radio station, I run with it. Go on bag of something, I go on with the song. It's a new and I go on with itself. And also
there
are from EP and them thing there, isn't it?
Okay.
So you don't have to look out for that, isn't it? That's
how I'm gonna play one of your singles right now. But for people who are new to Dovi Magnum, like for example, our listeners are from all over the world, what single would you say was a single that that got you national attention? Or how did you come, for people who are not familiar with you, could you tell them how did you come to national attention in Jamaica or in dancehall music per se?
With the single Ball Out. You know, Ball Out is the gigantic hits of all hits. Not even me can beat the hits because everything when we drop, all when it bad like I has is like Ball Out just stand up. piff, you know? We like it still because, yes, you know what I mean? I give God thanks. That song will be a song that will never stop playing, you know what I'm saying? And I'm grateful for that because a lot of artists don't even get the opportunity to have a big hit song as that song, but also have hits. And I have other hits on the ball out, but like as you say, the world say, and we you know, ball out just stand tall, you know?
Yeah, and you spoke about being there for females, Dovey, and that is one song. Whenever, no matter which part in the world, me go on that song play, every single female of all age and class can relate to that song because female sexuality is important, and females have to be able to express their
yes,
their,
and I advocate hard for that. What people don't understand, I know sometimes it may comes off wrong.
Yes.
But at the end of the day, I advocate hard for that because I see the man them, as I said before in an interview with you, I said before, the man them talk about this Sandra Kerry, this, that, that. The man them talk about how them beat out the belly bottom or how them this. Yes. The man them talk about how them cheat, them this and that. Females do go through those stuff. That don't mean that we are dogs or we are the worst. But things do happen. Just like even in my new song, Polygamy, it's like, it does happen. It do happen. You understand me? Because the man, they may not call it that, but that is what's going on. Like, sometimes a female will lose everything that she have for that man while dealing with the man in the house and something else for another man out there. So it's like, she go out there, do a shadow. It don't mean to, oh, she are the worst. It's what sometimes you guys have to do and fix in your house, because a lot of times it's vice versa.
Yes.
Male would there with that woman and just there with her for there with her, cause she does there but lose everything that if you and she not the host every day. Of course, I'm gonna roll over, get him loving, whatever, because it's there. But all the feeling, that emotion, everything from that may not be there. But he's there, it's like your body there, but everything else is not there. So it does happen, and females need to stand firm on their belief. If they fall into those situations, stand firm, enjoy your feeling, but don't take no disrespect or certain things from the man. Tough up the thing and bad up the thing to like what them bad up the thing too.
That's exactly true. Exactly. I love that. And I want to make sure I'm gonna come back across the break when I play Polygamy, because I want to play the entire song so people can hear it. And it's good that you mentioned that, because in music or in society, women aren't expected to express their sexual freedom.
Exactly. And they look at us some type of way. Which is very, very sad.
Yes, you have to sit down and take it.
And then you have a lot of females look down on the females. A lot of females look down on us females and praise the man. Like, I don't understand.
Yes.
No.
Yes. Yes, yes. All right, guys, if you're just joining us right now, we're here. We're talking to Dovey Magnum. We're going to come back with our song, Polygamy, right over this break. So stay tuned. Share this live with your friends and family, okay? Don't go anywhere, because I'm excited to hear this single too, okay, guys? Do not go anywhere. You'll be right back on the Rahul Blaze Show. Don't go nowhere. All right.
Some we understand, but some we never do that. See, I was out there, they don't make a show. If we might find a bar, I don't want 2, 3, 4, about 5, man, and I cost more. Good boy. Tell us some why I bet I know that for sure. For the flowers on the table, I'm a 6 domino. I don't want 2, 3, 4, but think man and I cost my good boy. Tell us some why I bet I know that for sure. Put the flowers on the table. I like when you fill me up, hold me down, take the words right out of my mouth. I'm jealous of you, you know what I do. Pipe leak, you know it's in a drought. I don't want 2, 3, 4. I'm gonna cost my first good tour. Tell us how my why you better know that for sure. I don't want 2, 3, 4, but 5, man, I'm not cost my good tour. Tell us how my why you better know that for sure. For the flowers on the table, I'm a 6 domino. I don't want 2, 3, 4, but 5, man, I'm not cost my good tour. Tell us how my why you better know that for sure. Put the flowers on the table, I'm a 6 domino. I don't want 2, 3, 4, 5.
All right, guys. Yeah, you listen to me now, man, guys. So let me tell you something. So, you know, the staples of dancehall music for men is to say how much, man. You know, being a man, old dog like me. Me have the girl in my toes and trays. And me know, say, Dovish, you go cause a big bag of... When this a singer, it's a big bag of problem. This no car, you say, I know 1, 2, 3, 4. Because it's a normal thing for men to talk about how much women they have. But now, talk about a song here for a minute, please, because I don't know what to say.
Okay, so basically, if you listen, whenever I say a five-man, I have, or I do it five-man, may I say, mm-hmm. and a one, or two, or three, or four, about five-man, I knock off my good, good door. Meaning, yes. even all you may get a chance, you can get replaced.
Yes.
So if me tell you some me why you is different from love, because people no use love nowadays in the right way.
Yes.
It's so crazy. Because when I do the song, I call Curry Berry. You don't know Curry New Era, and Mr. Curry, listen to this, because me and Curry being like, we've been working together for so like years now, and
yes.
not just that, she's a person like this. She see me, I'll do something on the gram. She will pick up her phone personally and put me in my place, and so I have much respect for her. When we do my songs, the man stuff me sent to her. So I'm in the studio, I play it, and me I say, if me tell her some love, she's listening. She say, love. She say, you know, say love not gonna work. She say, you know that song, you don't need love in this. The concept of that song, I want. You see, one nowadays is all more valid than even the love of the man. Them say they love this, a woman, and love that, and woman I say them love this, love that. So better you want, yeah, man. Cause to me, it's like one. Even I work out better than you ever tell me you love me, but you want to get a lot of road, but you love me. You get it?
Yes.
So the
yes.
whole one is me tell us I want you.
Yes.
You must know, say, you want for sure. You understand?
Yes.
So that's basically what I'm saying. And then also in the song, I'm not degrading any man, any one of the men. I said it to them. Make me feel good. Them take care of me. All of that, the feeling kind of good. So in a situation like that, it's like, you're good, good, good there. So. Then boom, you just like it's just one of them situations that I've been through. It's a real life story, and I just feel like sing it because me know me not the only woman who ever experienced that.
So it's released yet? The song released yet?
It just dropped like around like, 3-4 days ago.
Okay, cause me know say when we go the next dance, me know say me know a reaction already. maybe me all the MC I want event and that song the drop. I me say well, me hear it, so me can see the reaction. Of course, guys. This weekend, speaking of events, this weekend we have new rules done by Miramar. We're gonna have Cranium, Wayne Wonder, and of course we're gonna have well, Cranium, Winnie Wonder, and Alkaline. But of course, Dovey, you'll be there, right?
Yes, Dovey listen Magnum man. Live.
Listen, tell me about new rules. Tell me some new rules.
It's like, we're just extra happy because we don't understand how much this means to me. Because this is my second time being booked officially. Mm-hmm. And shout out to Carrie Berry, because I'm telling you, she's been a fan of me. From the get-go, from ever since, she always tell me some other bodies. And she loves my stage presence. She loves when I perform. She just loves my energy and everything. And for no say, me get booked. I remember saying, you know, before the final decision, the man himself have to take it off. So for no say, I am back again on this iconic stage show.
Yes.
It's a blessing because 2019, when I was on the first one here in America, in Amazora, I was going through a lot because them time that my son was in the hospital, going through what he was going through, and to see that I was on the phone talking to my son in the back,
you know,
after the show, and Alkaline basically heard me, took the phone, start big up my son, and I gave him strength and all of that to the point where my son looked for me today and said, "Mommy, me I book my ticket now, come here for coming, come see Alkaline and thing, mommy, come here for show him, say, look at me now, I'm not in the hospital bed no more." And that kind of big me up differently. After no one say, I'm going to come back again and get booked.
Yes.
Go back on it now again, 2022. Come on, it's me so grateful because me just grateful. Me don't know how much to say I'm grateful. And shout out to the whole Vendetta. Fans them because they support my music, them support me, and big them up straight. Like Mr. Big Up Kerry all the way, big up Alkaline, big up all the artists that I got up on it because it's a great show, it's a great lineup, and I am ready. I didn't get a chance to make it to some fest. I'm taking some fest to New Rose this Sunday.
Exactly.
So and after day, I want all my fans and everybody to come out and just come take a team because I'm going to be myself.
Yes.
I'm much better mentally relaxed right now.
Yes.
Speaking, coming from everything that's been going on. And I'm going to give you guys a great and nice, powerful show.
Yes. Of course, guys. And of course, guys, I'll be there. And of course, Why, Mr. Dovey, me have, you know, when Dovey ever say, when you have one piece of chingo, man, you know, one, let it go. You know, like, me have this, listen, me now, man. I put it in when me don't know. So, anyway. So, and of course, I'll be there. And of course, I'll be getting an interview with you, of course, at New Rules, guys.
Yes, I can't wait to meet you. I'm fine, you know, in person.
Because we're virtual all the while. Yes. So, I'll be there talking to Dovey Magnum, New Rules, this Sunday, March 27th. You understand? Get your ticket. You understand? A lot of them sold out, but you can still get your tickets. I gave away 2 tickets yesterday for the show. And we're looking to see great things. And of course, the number one thing we look for Dovey, I want a girl then ball out when you come past stage. All right.
All right, big up yourself and shout out to everybody. I appreciate you guys' love and support. I appreciate you guys staying tuned to listen to the interview. Much respect from my heart. Ball out nation to the world. Continue streaming my music. Much respect, Harry.
All right, take care. Take care, Dovey Magnum. All right, guys. So that was Dovey Magnum, guys. Who's going to be at New Rules this weekend with Alkaline Cranium and Wayne Wonder here in Miramar in Florida. So I can't wait to be there myself.